This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel called out Friday for all civilians in the northern half of the Gaza Strip, more than 1 million people, to relocate south within 24 hours as it amassed tanks for an expected ground assault in response to an attack by the militant group Hamas. Hamas, which controls the Strip, told residents to stay put and vowed to fight to the last drop of blood. By Friday afternoon, there was no sign of any mass exodus as Israel prepared its onslaught. The United Nations said evacuating everyone was impossible with power supplies cut. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has expanded his Middle East trip from Israel and Jordan to include all the Gulf Arab countries and Egypt. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain has this report.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and Jordan's King Abdullah in Amman, Jordan, at the start of a packed day, which will also take him to Qatar, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia. The Jordanian king called for opening humanitarian corridors to allow for the entry of urgent medical and relief aid to Gaza and protecting civilians as Israel seeks to destroy Hamas operating capacity in Gaza. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Friday the U.S. Defense Department was ready to deploy more military aid to Israel as Israeli forces prepare for the likely invasion of Gaza in response to the devastating attack by the militant group Hamas.
And we aren't going anywhere. We will remain in close contact with our valued partners across the region, and security assistance from the Department of Defense is already rapidly flowing into Israel.
This is VOA News. Social media platforms are taking steps to remove posts which support Hamas and spread Hamas-related disinformation in response to criticism. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Meta said on Friday it was taking steps to remove content that supported Hamas and spread Hamas-related disinformation. A day after social media company X said it had removed hundreds of Hamas-affiliated accounts and labelled or removed tens of thousands of posts. It comes after the European Union reprimanded social media companies for not doing enough to tackle disinformation. Since Palestinian militants group Hamas attacked Israel on October the 7th, misleading claims and doctored images have spread on Facebook and other social media.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday prepared to pick another candidate to lead the chamber, though it's unclear whether any will be able to surmount the internal divisions that led to heir apparent Steve Scalise to abandon his bid. Republican infighting has left the House essentially paralyzed for 10 days straight as lawmakers have deadlocked over a successor to Kevin McCarthy, who was forced out by a small group of Republican insurgents on October 3rd. Hardline conservative Jim Jordan said he would seek the gavel after narrowing losing to Scalise in a nominating vote on Wednesday, but he faced skepticism from Scalise allies who were angry that lawmakers had failed to unite behind his bid. Russian authorities have raided the homes of lawyers representing imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The raids are part of a criminal case in which the three men are accused of participating in an extremist group, according to Navalny's ally Ivan Zhdanov. Navalny's team confirmed on Telegram that all three of his lawyers were detained after the search, apparently as suspects in the case. Navalny's chief of staff said the case against the lawyers comes as Navalny is due to be transferred to a penal colony. He added it was unclear exactly where that would be. Navalny has been behind bars since January 2021, serving a 19-year prison sentence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Five sports, including cricket, flag football, and others proposed for inclusion at the Los Angeles 2028 Olympics were approved by the International Olympic Committee Executive Board on Friday, leaving them with one last hurdle to seal their Olympic spots. Organizers of the LA 2028 Games said this week they wanted cricket, flag football, lacrosse, squash, and baseball softball added to the event. Find more online, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.